Whether it be Jazz, Utes, Cougars, or Aggies, we're breaking down the teams you're passionate about.
Thank you.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network.
Am I putting myself at risk taking George and Yang out ice fishing?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Like if he ends up with the flu or...
I will say this, like, I wouldn't call Quinn Snyder and say, hey, he fell through the water and it's pretty serious right now.
Touch and go.
Touch and go. Send help.
2 miles south of Birch Creek.
Yeah.
That didn't go over well with my wife. Couldn't imagine it going over good with Quinn, but I need to get him out on the ice. He needs to ice fish experience that.
You know, if anything happened, you would never be forgiven.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh.
It's just actually making me uncomfortable.
I am kind of sweating this a little bit. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know, because it sounds like there's a lot of downtime, and you're like, hey, George, let's wrestle.
Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden, he's got a torn rotator cuff because you put him in a full Nelson.
We're both through the ice.
Okay, we need to rethink this.
No, man. You don't have time for that. I've actually got the whole system down with ice fishing. We'll be busy hooking fish and getting them. Now, the only thing I'd be worried about is that the ice is thick enough. Just not putting him on thin ice, you know, because we're both big men. Do you think he's 240?
I'd say around there. Actually, he's slimmed down quite a bit since getting in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably anywhere from 220 to 230.
Okay.
That's a lot of weight in one little area. And if you take Rock, you had that.
That's a lot of
person. Yeah, because you got to take Rock.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah. And you probably should take Travis, too.
I'd never fish without my guy. Travis Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cold.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
It's cold.
And that's where it stops.
That's too cold.
Although I did see him serving Dippin' Dots. Did you see him? He was
the
Dippin' Dots director at Vivint Arena.
Yeah, absolutely.
So excited to see George Niang tonight. George has really turned his season around. You know, there was a kind of a slow start there for George for a minute. And George has turned up the gasoline on this season. And you think about a 7 of 7 performance. 7 of 7.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's kind of the question I was, you know, when I was asking, like, in a game, do you know when you're shooting the ball that well? I mean, you know, it's like, hey, I'm making a lot of these, but I got to imagine, you know, there's a course of the game where you're like, wait a minute, have I missed yet?
Do you think he was being serious when he talked about it, felt like he was just in a daydream?
No, I think that's legit.
And then he just kind of woke up and was like, well, that was a really fun game.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
I had a lot of fun. You know, that's the other thing. Knowing George a little bit and knowing the type of guy he is, how much fun he has, I don't think anybody would be out there enjoying the game more than George. He just loves the game. That's why you could tell that he has a really nice chemistry and friendship with Jordan Clarkson. Jordan Clarkson sounds like a fascinating person to me. I'd love to get to know Jordan more.
I think from all accounts, it sounds like it's a guy that seems to be somewhat guarded to the outside. But once you get into the, the inner circle, the guy sounds absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
From listening to Frank Sinatra to watching the Sopranos, which, by the way, you plowed through the Sopranos, haven't you?
I did the first season. Yeah, when it originally came out,
You got to watch the whole thing.
Doesn't it slow down after the first season a little bit?
No.
How many? There were like six seasons?
Yeah, six or seven, yeah.
They were no, it stays great. Pretty steady.
Yeah, in fact, if anything, it ramps up a little bit.
For some reason, first seasons are always fascinating to me. Second seasons, I tend to fall off. I don't know why that is.
In fact, I'm thinking about going through those again because it's been, you know, I think, what, 13 years since it ended.
I'm actually in season four right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, I restarted them. Well, you remember, I had a week of time where I was watching a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's right, Lloyd. You did have some time on your hands.
Watching a lot.
But, yeah, that's. I think it's probably the best TV series of all time, in my opinion.
I love hearing George talk about Jordan Clarkson. I also loved hearing him talk about his relationship with Quinn Snyder.
That's another guy you don't really get to see the behind the scenes on him very much.
He's as much a mystery as anybody on the team.
Yeah.
To me, as far as his personality. Now, I've been around Quinn enough and been able to interact with him enough to know that he's got a very soft heart, very lighthearted guy. He's not as, you know, as locked in serious as you might think he is. But when he's on the sideline and he's coaching, he definitely has a kind of an intense, intimidating look. But just to listen to the guys talk about Quinn, his personality, his demeanor, their relationship with him, you can see why they want to play so hard for him.
We're going to hear from Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, hopefully here in the near future, and get their thoughts on being named as an All-Star and those guys going back to the All-Star game. I think it's going to be really I think when you have back-to-back players playing in back, you know, you've got two players playing in back-to-back All-Star games, it kind of really shows the organization you have. Remember how the Jazz had to scratch and claw just to get Gordon Hayward in that last year, and finally he got in? And now you got a situation here where you've got two guys that are going to, back-to-back games, and it shows you the reputation and the skill set that these guys have and how well they're thought of around the league.
And to think that you've got them locked up for the next five years. Both of them, five-year extensions.
That's a really great point. I mean, you have two perennial All-Stars that are with your team for, at bare minimum, the next 5 years.
I was thinking about this morning, Scotty. So, you know, 2020 was rough for everybody, to say the least.
Yeah.
2020 was a horrible year. But here we are in 2021. You've now extended both Donovan and Rudy on five-year extensions, so you get to keep your All-Stars. And by all accounts, they really could make a run for the next 5 years as All-Stars together, as Utah Jazz members.
Yep.
You've got a coach that's now coaching the All-Star team, and he is up for Coach of the Year. A very good chance he ends up with Coach of the Year.
Yep.
You've got a sixth man that is a defensive player of the year, sixth man of the year. And then you've got Rudy Gobert, who is probably going to be defensive player of the year, third time in 4 years, and deservedly so. You've got the best record in the NBA and more optimism than you've had in a Utah Jazz team than going back into the 90s. 2021 is turning out pretty well. Look, it's starting out really nice, especially for Jazz fans. Things are really looking good.
Number one best record in the NBA and all those other accolades that you – I mean, there's no reason you shouldn't be excited and thrilled about what this team can do in the playoffs. You're right. Rudy Gobert addressing the media as the two-time All-Star, talking about the game tonight, and then, of course, looking ahead to All-Star weekend.
Congrats, Rudy. I just want to get your thoughts on what this means, not only to you, but to share this with your teammate Donovan for the second straight year. That hasn't been done since Stockton and Malone days.
It's a blessing. You know, I think it's, coming from where I come from, if you would have asked me or anyone around me 20 years ago, I was going to be a two-time All-Star, you know, it didn't even seem possible. And, with hard work and, be able to be surrounded by, people that believe in me and, you know, and be part of a great organization, you know, who made it possible, you know. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, we think that this Mike should have been in there. We think that, you know, like we deserve more guys, deserve more credit. But I believe that, you know, it's about the team. And it's, you know, it's me and Don going to be out there representing, you know, what we've been doing as a team and as an organization. And, you know, it's just a, you know, great blessing.
Eric Walden, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Rudy. So two questions. Just first off, how does learning about being an all-star the second time compared to, you know, learning about it the first time last year? And then also, what was your reaction when you found out, you know, that Mike wasn't going to, that Mike hadn't been selected and wasn't going to be there?
I mean, it was, for me, just, I try not to take it for granted. You know, it's really, like I just said, you know, I mean, if you would have told me 10, 15 years ago that I was going to be all-star someday, I mean, it was a dream. It was just a dream, and I would have never, you know, I would have never believed that it could be possible. You know, I just wanted to be an NBA player. And as I grew, you know, I started to aim higher and higher. And regarding Mike, I mean, I kind of knew that it could happen. You know, there's a lot of guys that were in the mix. And, you know, with the Utah Jazz, we're a small market. So we kind of knew that having two is already a, amazing, but Mike deserves it. You know, he's a big part of what we do. I think he's got snubbed already a few times in his career. You know, he's stayed a great professional throughout his whole career, on and off the floor, and you know, and he's had a huge impact for us. So hopefully, you know, if there's any replacement to be made, I hope he's first on the list for sure.
Adam Campbell, UtahJazz.com.
Hey, Rudy, just going back to the fact that we are a smaller market, with two All-Stars going with you and Donovan, along with Coach Snyder being selected as well, is there an added chip on your shoulder when performing on that big stage?
I mean, the All-Star is more about, you know, enjoying. It's more about, you know, representing, for me, representing my team, representing my country. You know, I think it's just great to be a part of the whole thing, you know, for Coach Quinn that, you know, got here 7 years ago. And, you know, when he got here, the year before, we won 25 games. So, you know, coming from that to be able to coach an All-Star game, and for me, for Donovan, you know, I think it's just a great opportunity to just represent, you know, represent our team, our teammates, our coaching staff, and everyone that, you know, that supports us, and also everyone that doesn't support us. You know, I think it's just an amazing feeling to be able to share the court with all the best basketball players in the world.
Dana Green, ABC4.
Hey, Rudy, talking about tonight's game, the Lakers have lost 4 out of 5 without Anthony Davis. How are they different to you without him? Kind of an obvious question. And are they still an elite team, minus one superstar?
I mean, LeBron James is playing. So as long as LeBron James is playing, I still think they can beat anyone. And, you know, they're a very good defensive team, even without Anthony Davis. You know, they've been very solid defensively. And you know, they play hard. I mean, those guys, they have a championship mentality. They know that it's a big game. They know that, you know, they're gonna have to step up. And I know that they're going to be ready for the challenge. So, you know, it's on us to be ready for that challenge too, and to play, you know, the best Jazz basketball that we can play.
It's Rudy Gobert. I am going to call BS a little bit on Rudy. He said, you know, if you ever would have told me that I'd be a two-time All-Star, I wouldn't have believed you. Rudy, I think all along always believed that he would be a multiple All-Star guy, because Rudy has got that high level of confidence, and that's what makes, I mean, from day one, Rudy believed he was going to be great. And I think that's made him who he is as a player, is that supreme confidence that he was always going to be great.
I do wonder, in the 2 years that he was playing really well and didn't get the nomination, I do wonder if there was a part of him that sat in his locker after not getting the nomination, thought, what do I even have to do?
Yeah.
What do I got to do to get nominated? And if this doesn't get me nominated, I'm putting everything I've got into the game, and I guess it's not enough. You know, I think he had a Defensive Player of the Year award before he had an All-Star nomination.
He did.
So he's probably thinking to himself, what do you even have to do to get an All-Star nomination? And that had to be what he was talking about, because I'm with you. Like, I want to say, come on, Rudy. We all knew. You knew. It was just a matter of time. When you're a Defensive Player of the Year, it's very hard to skirt by the next year and not get an All-Star nomination if you're on that same length.
I just remember his first interview. David Locke was anchoring some of our Jazz draft coverage, and he was just so uber confident. He knew he was going to be great. Donovan Mitchell talking to the media right now, right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Well, he is, you are, and back-to-back years. What makes this time so meaningful?
I think, you know, where the team success is at. You know, last year was great because it was our first ones. I think, you know, it was I wouldn't say a little more emotional, but I would say a little more emotional because it was, you know, your first one. You know, you play a game to win and to get these accolades. And, you know, I think that's something that, you know, him and I definitely, you know, looked at it and was like, man, it's a big moment. You know, I think, but now what makes this even more special is the team success we're having with it. You know, well, how we're looking as a group and the fact that the coaching staff will be there too. I think that's something that's really, really special. And, you know, I think we got to continue to keep building as a group, but the fact that we're here at this spot, you know, and going to continue to keep working and getting better, I think is what makes it dope.
Dana Green, ABC4.
Hey, Donovan, congrats on the selection there. I wanted to ask you about tonight's game, though. Lakers have lost 4 out of 5. Obviously, without AD, they're kind of a different team. What do you see with them, with him out of the lineup?
I think, you know, they just hit a little rough patch. I don't think it's anything, you know, too alarming. I think, you know, they're a team that's going to come out with desperation. You know, they lost a tough one to the Wizards, lost a tough one to the Heat. You know, it's not like they're out there getting blown out. You know, it's not like they're out there trying to find their identity. They know who they are. They have LeBron James on their team. So at the end of the day, you know, it's not a game where you can come in there and say, oh, they're not feeling it, or, you know, they're going through a rough patch. You know, we got to stay locked in and do what we do. Like I said, they're going to play a lot more desperation. You know, us being, you know, the top of the West, you can expect that from every team, but especially with them, you know, it's definitely going to be similar to that last Clipper game. As far as the intensity and whatnot, so he's got to be ready from the jump and ready to go.
Eric Walden, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Don, I know that you guys are focused on continuing to play the games that are ahead of you, but just with the All-Star announcements, you know, coming yesterday, I'm wondering if you've kind of allowed yourself to consider maybe what it'd be like playing against Rudy this year, or maybe being on the opposite team of the one that Quinn is coaching.
I think I didn't realize that that'd be the case until this morning, until somebody told me. I've played against Rudy before, so that one won't be as different, as weird. But playing against Coach, I think if that happens, I think that'll be definitely a different experience. You know, I'm probably game plan against me in all the right ways, but no. But I think it'll just be either way, though, whether it's we all three of us are together, or two of us, or it's all of us, or against each other, whatever it may be. I think it's just the fact that we're there. Like I said, the team success that we're having, you know, for us being there representing, you know, our team, for Coach as well, getting his first nod, the coaching staff. I think it's just an amazing experience, you know, and I think it's an experience we can go in there and also learn a little bit. You know, that's kind of what I try and do in moments like this. You know, you got guys who have been there 13 times, 15 times, 9 times, and, you know, just you know, picking their brain about how they get through seasons like this, you know, similar to a lockout season, because it's going to be tough, you know, towards the end. How do you, you know, their off-season regimen, certain things that help better myself. That's kind of what I use these situations for, not just so much for to play in the game, but kind of going in there and having those conversations. I think it'll be pretty special.
Now, Campbell, UtahJazz.com.
Hey, Donovan. So in many ways, All-Star, of course, is a personal accomplishment. But can you just, an important part of this team is the brotherhood. Can you speak more to how this team has played an important role in your selection this year?
I think, you know, it's definitely, it's made a huge impact. I think from the start, you know, us being the number one seed, you know, Rudy and I aren't here, you know, and coach isn't there without everybody as a whole. You know, you don't just get there just to, as an individual. I think it's the team success, like I said, the team having, you know, having our backs, you know, supporting us, continue to be great. You know, guys like, you know, Joe, Royce, George, JC, who may not get the look for the All-Star, even Mike Conley, especially Mike, you know, I think may not get the look for the All-Star, but do the things that, you know, are needed to help us win these games. And then also allow myself and Rudy and Coach to kind of get these nods and get these accolades, you know, and we put the work in, but they're right there having our back and continuing to support us. And that's why we are where we are as a team. But at the end of the day, you know, we're not here to celebrate what happens. We're in just in February, we're here to hopefully, you know, continue to do things into the summer and then to July. And that's really where our head is at. And that's what makes this group so special, because, you know, this moment is great. You know, it's great to have this moment in time, but, you know, we got to get ready for the second half of the year.
Ben Anderson, KSLSports.com.
Donovan, you've already done the dunk contest and the skills challenge. Would you have interest in a 3-point contest?
Yeah, I'll be in it. I'm doing it. So I'm excited. I've been begging Joe to get in it, but, you know, he's old. So he's, you know, going to go sit in his rocking chair or something with the kids. But no, I'm definitely doing it. I'm excited. I just found out today, but I'll be in it. So I'm excited.
Aaron Falk, UtahJazz.com.
Don, you mentioned Mike. I just wonder what your thoughts were when you didn't hear his name last night. And also just, I guess, how cool it was that he's one of the first people out there tweeting and still congratulating you guys, even though I'm sure he was undoubtedly a little bummed.
Yeah, I can, you know, for me, I hit Mike and talked to him about it. But, you know, the thing is, like, you know, it's tough seeing that. You know, I think he's like I've said it 1,000 times, and you guys have all seen it after watching us. But, you know, it's unfortunate we don't play on TV enough for people to see the impact that he has, national TV, I should say, the impact that he has from game to game. You know, not just, you know, everybody looks at the box score, but just the impact as far as controlling the game, controlling, you know, how the game is played. You know, obviously coming in there are games where he's had 30, there are games where he's had, you know, damn near triple-double or had 12 assists, 10 rebounds, whatever it may be. He does whatever's necessary and that's the definition of an all-star. And I think, you know, with us being the number one seed, I thought he was definitely going to be able to get in. And it's unfortunate that he wasn't. You know, hopefully he still has a shot with the Anthony Davis replacement, but, you know, I think that's just something for us that will fuel him even more. It's been fueling him his whole career to be the player that he's been. And I think, you know, we're going to go out there and continue to show our support for him because he's definitely earned the spot. You know, it's unfortunate he didn't get it. Hopefully he does, but he's definitely earned it, and he's definitely going to continue to put the work in regardless.
David Locke, Jazz Radio.
Donovan, how are you a better player than you were a year ago?
I think for me, being able to, you know, I would say slow down, but, you know, I've used that before. I would say my pace, controlling the game, controlling myself, you know, understanding the game, I'd say a little bit more. You know, you watch film all these years, you do all these different things, but now things are starting to slow down. You're starting to understand what you're seeing every day. You understand personnel, you understand, you know, habits, you know, and that just comes with time, you know, and watching it over and over and over again. So for me, you know, it's easy to point out, you know, you can point out to the threes, you can point out to whatever. But I think for me, the thing that stands out to me is just the pace and the ability to understand, to know what to do when whatever's coming your way. You know, and I think it started for me when I really started to slow it down and started to understand the game a little bit more in a more in-depth way was after the bubble. Because it allowed me to understand the level I can get to, level I can be at, not just from a scoring standpoint, from an overall player standpoint. And I think this year for me, it's just being able to understand what's going to be thrown my way, what's going to be thrown our team's way, and being able to kind of, you know, manufacture certain different things throughout the game.
All right, that's it. Thank you, Donovan.
There you go, Donovan Mitchell. right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. A little bit of breaking news. He will be competing in the three-point contest. Wanted to get Joe Ingles to compete, but Joe is, quote, old. And wants to be around his family a little bit more, and I totally understand that.
I do feel like every now and then those guys like to get their jabs in on Joe. Yes. You know Joe's punching them in the chops every now and then.
Yeah, Joe's getting filleting dudes every chance he gets.
Well, we're sitting there talking to George and Yang, and Joe Ingles is in the background yelling into the phone. And George and Yang literally had to turn around and say, Joe, can you stop for a minute? I'm trying to do a radio show. Joe's just funny.
Yeah.
So glad that he became a jazz man. And I will tell you, when he came in as a jazz man, I didn't have a lot of high hopes for what Joe could add to the jazz roster.
No. And frankly, I felt like they kept him around a little bit longer at first because, and this is what I would say, is because he was just such a great locker room guy. You know? And then all of a sudden, like, oh, man, he's like a huge integral part of this team.
Didn't he have a good relationship with Gordon Hayward? Wasn't there a...
I think he...
There was kind of a connection there that we thought that might influence Gordon's willingness to stay.
Yeah, well, I think he was one of the few guys who could get Gordon to lighten up a little bit because Gordon's wound kind of tight.
Yeah.
Not a lot of personality there and was finally able to get Gordon to kind of relax a little bit.
I know that those guys look up to him and respect him, and I know that he brings a laugh in the locker room when you need it. But every once in a while, man, those guys will take their shots at Joe in the media.
Yep. All right, live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4500 South State Street. Let's talk about the sedans here for a moment. They've got the Sentra, which is right here, Hans. You can get that bad boy for just, like, you're getting 33 miles per gallon in that bad boy. It's brand new, and you get it for $199 a month.
This right here?
This right here.
Man, that's a beautiful sedan, isn't it?
Yeah. You got the forever warranty attached to it, $199 a month, killer savings on that bad boy. You've got the Altima, which I believe is right over there, for $229 a month. That comes with the all-wheel drive.
So that helps you in the snow, kind of helps you hug the road. What is that? What warranty? Like, you're talking like if I've got that thing for 10, 15 years.
Yep.
And a transmission goes on me.
Covered.
100%
yep.
Covered.
350,000 miles and the engine goes out. It's covered. And by the way, somebody tweeted in and said, what if I moved out of state? Still covered. Doesn't matter. It's still covered. It's all right here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4500 South State Street. That is just the tip of the iceberg. You need an Armada. It's redesigned, built from the ground up. You can check that bad boy out. The Pathfinder. My wife's driven a Pathfinder forever. I've driven a Murano. Absolutely love it. Whatever you need a vehicle to do, you can find one down here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4500 South State Street, right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
People who really know basketball thought Mike Conley would make the adjustment quicker than ordinary, but it actually could have worked in the exact opposite way, where he was so entrenched in what he'd been doing. Then he comes to the Jazz, and he's playing with different players, and Quinn wants him to play a little differently, and he's got to adjust to all that.
I always thought he was going to have to fit in with Donovan and Rudy. I think I underestimated how difficult that transition was going to be for him, but what I think it does say is how coachable Mike Conley is. It'd be easy to say, I'm Mike W. Conley. Thank you very much. Sit down and pay attention. You might just learn something. You know, that wasn't his take all along.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
360!
It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, time for another edition of Sports Roulette. They take some of the storylines we have not had a chance to get to, put on a nice little roulette wheel, spin it, wherever that little ball lands, is what we end up talking about. All brought to you by Davis Vision Center. right now through the month of February. What the heck is this on the top?
That's for Whole World News.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't want to mention it until we get to Whole World News.
What the hell is that thing?
It's a gift from God.
Looks like
it's a precious gift from God.
A hellhound of Satan.
we'll talk about it.
All right. Anyway, sports roulette.
Sorry, you passed by. You had to pass by that to get to roulette. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the lighter for David.
See how that'd be a little alarming.
You know what? If you want to see better, I don't know if I want to see better after seeing that, but if you want to see better, LASIK can help make that happen. Call Davis Vision Center right now, 801-253-3080, or online at davisvisionmd.com. All right. With that, Lloyd, spin the wheel.
The Sultan of SWAT.
Have you heard of the collection called the Uncle Jimmy Collection?
Uncle Jimmy collection.
Yes.
I have not.
This is a man named Jimmy Missioni. He passed away just last March. So March 2020, he passed away at the age of 97. When he was just a little boy, he got a collection of baseball cards, Scotty, that he put into individual, weatherproof, lightproof, incredible sleeves.
Smart kid.
And when I'm talking about cards, I'm talking about the cards of all cards. Inside his collection, he had two premium Babe Ruths that were signed by Babe Ruth.
Holy smokes.
So listen to this. This is really cool with his card collection. Now what sucks is, then this really bugs me. He passed away. This card collection went to his kids. Now we're seeing all these cards go on the auction.
Oh, board. Yeah. The kids are like, I'm selling that.
I'm just disgusted. So as soon as they got their grubby little fingers on.
But wouldn't you?
Yeah, I get it. But here Uncle Jimmy was, 97 years old. He held on to these things. And then.
It hasn't been long enough.
The body's still warm.
It was like the month after he passed, his kids put the first Babe Ruth sign on the block.
I guarantee they were eyeing that, like when Jimmy kills over.
So the first.
Has there been an autopsy?
I don't think so. He was 97. And so the first Babe Ruth that they put on the block, Scotty, went for $325,000 on auction. $325,000. Well, they had a second Babe Ruth that was signed. And, you know, they go on baseball cards, they'll assign a number to the quality of the card.
It's like PSA.
Yep.
Number. Yeah.
And then they'll assign a number to the quality of the signature, the autograph.
Okay.
This was perfect in both categories.
Oh, my gosh.
And it just hit the auction block.
Yeah, it's like, and by the way, I watched too much Pawn Stars to not know about this. But, yeah, it's 1 to 10.
Uh-huh.
And a 10 on a PSA is perfect condition, like mint,
perfect
condition. And then the autograph, same thing, 1 to 10. And it struck a 10 in both.
On both. Uncle Jimmy's collection.
Wow.
So this thing just went on auction block. I thought it'd be in the millions. It sold for $761,000. So
it's Babe Ruth. How
an impeccable and how for only that?
Yes, it's Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I know.
Because didn't like a LeBron James rookie that had like a sleeve of his jersey go for like 1.3 or
something?
Yeah.
And Trout went for 1 something, and he's still playing.
Yeah.
I don't understand how the Babe Ruth card wasn't worth more. This was a 1933 Goody number 149 card signed by Babe Ruth himself. It went for more than double the highest price ever received for this particular card.
Yeah.
But still, it seems like that's a steal in comparison to some of the cards. I'd much rather have a signed Babe Ruth than...
Just glad that
any modern day player.
I'm just glad somebody's mom didn't get a hold of it and throw them all away.
That happened to my G.I. Joe guy collection.
I think it happened to Lloyd.
No, I've found some. I had some other collectibles, but I did find a good portion of my car. I think I even sent you guys some pictures. Like I've got some cool signed.
Oh, that's
right. I've got a signed Marcus Allen card. Like I got some really cool cards.
Is that why for a time your mom was bringing birthday gifts to us to deliver to you?
Lena's. She's interesting. Lena does weird things.
Lena is Scotty and I's favorite, and yeah. She is always welcome to come down to visit the Hans and Scotty show.
Come by, give some
pastries.
In fact, she was clearing out the storage, and she goes, "Here's your cards. Now tell those guys I didn't throw your cards away."
Oh wow,
it's a little aggressive.
I think I heard PK Patrick Kinahan. He does the morning show on 1280 The Zone with David James. I heard him talking about having a card collection.
Yeah, I think he's done all right. I think he's got some. And I don't know exactly what he's, but I think he's, there's something, yeah. Let's just say that I think PK's
He's got a few.
There.
You talked about
I'm
that.
I'm trying to find.
Go ahead, sorry.
Sorry. I'm trying to find Darren Rovell because the card market is just blowing up right now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And I wanted to run this because I know the two of you guys were into this nonsense. But apparently, Garbage Pail Kids are now blowing up cards.
Oh, my mouth is.
Those did get thrown
floor.
Away. Mine, those of mine did are gone. I did have those.
Mine got chucked. I had an entire folder packed because that is the only card I collected as a youth was the Garbage Pail Kid.
Yeah, there's some of those going for six figures now.
No.
Yeah.
By the way, like, I do have one. I do have one in this thing of cards. It's the one where the guy's a flag.
In fact, Darren Rovell gave away. There was a that they gave away, and part of the companies with they had a contest. They gave away an Adam Bomb.
Yeah, he was one of the originals.
PSA 8, so it's an 8 out of 10, and it's got a $1,500 value just for that card. And that's some of the giveaways they're giving away on his site right now.
Some of my favorites, I had one of my favorites was the Handy Randy. It was the kid that was sticking his hands through his head and then up through his mouth and yeah. His fingers for his teeth. I loved that one. The other one, a couple of my other favorites. Do you remember Juicy Jess?
I don't remember any of
them. She had the acne all over her face, and she was squeezing a acne onto her toothbrush. That was Juicy Jess.
All right.
But okay. Remember, all we did with those was try to disgust our teachers and parents.
Old Gloria is the card I had.
Old Gloria.
It's the American flag with it's a Garbage Pail Kid that's hanging onto like the American flag pole and stripes down the body.
Like, do you remember Infested Ian? His hair was maggots.
Oh, okay, I feel bad bringing this up.
The movie was better than the cards.
Hey, look, our kids deal with some disgusting stuff on the internet, but I'm not so sure I have to deal with them opening up a pack of Garbage Pail Kids. Like, that had to have been terrible for our parents.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's Sports Roulette right here on the Zone Sports Network. Since we weren't able to get to it earlier, and I've seen a picture of this monstrosity, we're going to have a little whole world news next right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to bring in Rick Vanelli. He covers the Charlotte Hornets in the NBA for the Charlotte Observer.
The Hornets, coincidentally, played the Sixers and the Jazz in back-to-back home games recently. I got a first-hand look at arguably the two best teams in the league. I thought the Jazz were a significantly more complete team than the Sixers are. The Jazz has that real rarity right now of being exceptional at both ends of the floor. It's not a coincidence. They've got a lot of weapons. Quinn is doing an exceptional job of coaching that team. They're built to win, and I don't think this is going away.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
You've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition, Hans, of Whole World News. Brought to you by good friends at EliteWorks. They'll fix your website. If it sucks, if it stinks, they'll fix it for free.
You hate the way it looks? They'll do it for free. You hate the function? They'll give you more function. You need to sell stuff on your website? They'll do that too. Just call them 844 523-2777 for free. When's the last time you heard that you could get your website fixed for free?
Absolutely never.
Yeah, it's because nobody does it, but they do. 844-523-2777. All right, so you just came across this beautiful picture of this little baby puppy.
Nothing beautiful about that.
This puppy was born in an Oklahoma animal hospital. It is believed to be, Scotty, the first ever to be born alive with six legs. It's beating the odds currently, and right now it is thriving. It's the Neal Veterinary Hospital in Oklahoma City. They said the puppy's name is Skipper. It was born with a single head and a single chest cavity, but it's got six legs, two tails,
okay,
two pelvic regions,
yeah,
two lower urinary tracts, and two reproductive systems. One head, one chest, two of everything else below. Is this the craziest, cutest little guy?
There's nothing cute about this dog. It looks horrific.
It does not look horrific.
No, it looks scary.
It's like a spider dog.
This is a quote from the veterinarian. He said, "All of her legs move and respond to stimulus, just like a normal puppy. It's possible she may need physical therapy and assistance with mobility as she gets older. But every one of her six little paws has sensitivity."
Would you adopt that dog?
Yeah, I would. Could you imagine?
Six-legged dog.
It's the only six-legged dog to ever survive that we know of.
I'd take it to the circus.
You would. You wouldn't adopt it.
I wouldn't.
No way.
Look at it.
Of course, it could be like your new cichlid. Hey, check this out. You're like a party, little party creature.
You're attracting.
Yeah.
Scott, if you look at the picture closely.
I'm not.
What? Pull up the picture and look at it. Its back legs, the only problem is, and they said it might need physical therapy for all six of its legs, but you'll see that the four back legs are kind of turned upwards,
yeah,
like he would almost walk upside down.
Yeah, when you see that thing, you know, crawling on the ceiling, looking down at you at the middle of the night.
Well, that would be alarming. It does look a little bit like those creatures off of that movie Avatar. Do you remember how the dogs in Avatar
had
six legs? I think this thing just needs a little love, a little support, and it'll be a fantastic addition to a family.
Hey, by the way, I stumbled on this story this morning. I thought you'd like it. So they found this old Syrian palace, and some archaeologists stumbled upon it, and they found in there some old dog tags. Like that were on dog collars.
Oh yeah,
from 650 BC, and these collars were inscribed with their names of these dogs. You ready for some of the names of the dogs back in 650 BC?
650 BC?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Catcher of the enemy.
Very cool.
Don't think, bite.
Very cool.
Biter of his foe. Loud bark. And Expeller of Evil.
Those are some of the coolest dog names you could ever have.
Look at those things.
Oh, these are the actual tags?
Yeah.
No, that is legitimately some of the coolest stuff I think I've ever seen.
Isn't that cool?
So, were these with the dogs?
Yeah, I was reading the story, they were attached to the dog collar that was on the dog.
That
and it's shaped like a dog.
Is
these were old mastiffs, too.
That is one of the coolest archaeological finds and discoveries and things that I've ever seen.
Yep. All right, Bill Orme's going to join us next right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, but we are at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, and one of our favorite people on the planet, Rich, is here with us right now. How you doing, sir?
Oh, fantastic, and I didn't see you guys recently, so happy President's Day.
Yeah.
We still got our celebration going on here, in case you guys don't know.
Yeah, you got some good deals going.
Oh, fantastic. President's Day is always a great time to get your deal, and we have that going until Saturday night. So it just comes down to how much inventory we got. We sold 100 cars between last Friday and yesterday.
Holy smokes.
So we'll probably do another 100 between today and close the business on Saturday. So come down, pick out your car, and get – I have 0% financing on over 9 models right
That's
now.
That's crazy, including that Titan.
Including Titan, which I know, Scotty, you love that truck. Well, not only you, but a lot of people do. Out of that 100, we probably sold 10 of those Titans because they're so popular now.
And you finally got them stocked up and ready to go, because I know there was a time where you couldn't get your hands on one.
God bless COVID. We're beating it. Yeah. We're beating down the COVID deal. And we got all kinds of inventory in here right now for our, for all the listeners on the Zone. If they'll come in, they can pick one out, and we'll make them a deal that they can't really pass up.
I know you sell a lot of used vehicles, and you've got a great used inventory as well, but when you have a Sentra at $199 a month, you just go new.
Why would you go used?
Yeah.
Yeah, you almost have to go new on a deal like that, especially when up on the highway. I've driven those cars. I get 50 miles a gallon when I drive them, if you're easy on the pedal like I am.
Yeah,
if you're a little bit heavier
on the
pedal.
Other people might be down in the 40s.
You'll be in the 40s, but hey, it's great.
That's still awesome.
It's not a hybrid.
No.
It's not a hybrid, and you're still getting that kind of gas mileage. Why would you ever buy a hybrid anymore?
Tim Daly, Nissan and Murray, get down here, man. Rich and his crew are ready to get you in a vehicle that you love to drive. It comes with a forever warranty. It's covered forever. Check it out. Tim Daly, Nissan and Murray, 4500 South State Street. Rich, you're the man. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.